ידידי וראי, אמר הדאטרה, מזכה הרבים, עשרות שנים, קודש בוח העריך עיניו ושנותיו, חבל שיינפל שליטה, מוריי ורבותיי. משנה עם מסכת, ברכות, פיצ'ס, זה פרס פארוגרף, אין עומדים להתפלל, אלא מתוך כובד ראש. Exactly same in the brighter in the second paragraph, תנור הבנן, אין עומדים להתפלל, לא מתוך עצבות ולא מתוך עצלות ולא מתוך שחוק ולא מתוך שיחה ולא מתוך קלות ראש, אצדרה אצדרה, אלא מתוך שמחה של מצווה. My first question that I would like to raise, why every תפילה may take place when we stand up? For me personally, I'm sure for you also, for everyone, if you have opportunity to daven 18 when we sit, I'm sure many times we will have more kavana. We can daven slowly, benachat. Is why, meikar adin, every time when we pray, we need to stand up. Moreover, yesterday, we read parashat Kabbalat HaTorah. Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, first time when they talk to each other in the desert, say to him, go take Am Israel from Egypt to Eretz Israel, but with one stop here in this place. What's going to happen in this place? Leba'avur ta'avdun et ha'elokim al ha'ar hazeh. We know avodah is tefila. We open the chumish, all the meforshim, we not find one word of tefila will take place in Kabbalah Sateira. And my second question is, what exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu when he tell him, in the way to Eretz Israel, please, bring them to this place, one purpose, Leba'avur ta'avdun et ha'elokim al ha'ar hazeh. What does it mean? If you not find any tefillah will take place in Kabbalat HaTorah, not in the Chumash, not in Chazal, is what exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to say and to teach Moshe Rabbeinu. And the last question, we know, we learn many Lichot Tefillah from Chana. Chana not the children. She pray for children many years. When she pray, Chazal watch every move what she do, they translate the move what you do to הלכה in הלכות תפילה. In Chazal in Paro Gapserd, אמר רב אמנונה, כמה הלכתה גברתה איקה למשמה מאה נקראי דחנה. How many הלכות we can learn from חנה? וחנה היא מדברת על ליבה. מכאן למתפלל צריך שיכוון ליבו. רק שפתי הנאות שימוב זה ליפס when she pray. מכאן למתפלל שיחתוך בשפתה we also need to move our lips. וקולה לו יישמע. מכאן שאסור להגביה הקולו בתפילתו, ויחשבי אלי לשיקורה, מכאן ששיקור אסור להתפלל, not allowed to drink wine, for with them, many, many other הלכות, חזל learn, specifically from חנה. What is so special about חנה, what we learn so many הלכות, what belong to תפילה, from חנה. שרה אמנו, look for children, over 50 years. רבקה אמנו, over 20 years. What make חנה so special, what we learn so many הלכות, specifically from Chana. Moreover, we know who every day, three times a day, we daven 18. Who create, who say to us to daven 18 three times a day? And check Knesset HaGdolah. Why 18? Why 18 broches? Why not 15? Also nice number. Yudkei? Or 26? Yudkei Vavkei? What stayed behind the number 18? Obviously, it's not because 18 is what? Chai. Something more deep. Is Chazal come and teach us. What stay in front of Chazal, when they decide for us, three times a day, to daven 18, is Tfilat Chana. After thank God, she have a child, Baruch Hashem, and she feels the promise, she finished to nurse the baby, when he is 2 years old, she bring him to Shiloh, to feel the promise what she said before, she pray, and what she say, פרו גפור ותתפלל חנה ותאמר, עלץ ליבי בה השם, רמה קרני בה השם, רחבתי על אוהבי כי שמחתי בישועתך. אין קדוש כהשם כי אין ביתך ואין צור כלוקנו, את סדרה, את סדרה. קם חזל, אין פרו גפי. אין פיצ'ס. מכאן אנו למדים שנשים חייבות בתפילה שכן חנה הייתה מתפללת 18 לברכות. פרש 18 take place by חנה. How? When she say רמה קרני בהשם, this is the source of מוגן אברום. ממית ומחיה, source of מחיה מייסים. אין קדוש כהשם, source of הכל הקדוש. כי על דעות השם, source of התחונן. נכשלים עזרו חיל, הרואית שבתשובה. מורית שאול ויער, חולם מרבה לסלוח. כי שמחתי בישועתך, גואל ישראל. מקימים מאפר דל, רופא חולה עמו ישראל, לצדרה, לצדרה, לסליים פרוגפי, הרי 18 ברכות שהתפללה. פילה פלואים. חנה קם, זה פילר, זה סורס, פילה. We learn many הלכות תפילה from חנה. 18 every day take place because חנה. What make חנה so unique, so special? More from all the other mothers would look for children. More years from חנה. And we learn specifically everything from חנה. This is the few questions what I would like to raise. And בסייעתא דשמיא, I hope through this question, we will get very interesting aspect of תפילה. And I know when I stay here, when I spoke to you, I feel I speak to a few thousand people. Because you, in your special תפילות, everyone in Ishul, raise and move people. And this is a big responsibility for me and big honor for me to stay in front of you and to give, I hope, interesting aspect about tefillah, what can raise all the tefillot, what you pray, what we pray, and through all these tefillot will be zoche to the geula shlema. Is again short and clear. Question number one. Why every tefillah must take place when we stand up? En omdin betefillah, haya omed betefillah. Why we need to stand up? Question number two. What exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? When he tell him, in the way to Eretz Yisrael, take all Am Yisrael to this place, what going to happen here? Leba'avur ta'avdun et ha'elokim avoda al har hazeh. Some avoda take place in this place. Some avoid it. What avoid it? Avoid it is tefillah. We not find any tefillah. Not in Torah, not in Chazal, not take place in Kabbalah the Torah. And the last question is, what make Chana so special and so unique? What we learn many ilchot tefillah and 18 every day specifically from Chana. To answer these questions, I would like to walk in a little bit to the house of Chana and Elkanah, the husband, one of Gdoi Leador in his time. And after this, we will move completely to the other house in other side, and from this we will come back to our question and we'll see how it's relevant for us. Elkanah and Chana marry 19 years. They don't have children. Every year they travel to Shiloh, to the Mishkan. Every time they take other way to bring with them other people. Why? Because the people really don't like to travel to Shiloh and to pray in Shiloh. Why? Because in Shiloh we find the two children of Eli HaKohen, Chofni Upinchas. Chofni Upinchas make a lot sticks all the time. For example, Chazal tells, some woman bring korban yoledet. She waits in the, to bring the korban. She waits a few hours, 4 or 5 hours, and soon the Kohen need to get the korban yoledet, shnei torim, bnei yona, and she can return back to the family. In the meantime, somebody walk in with deer, with cow. Cow. Chofni Upinchas, come and say to this lady, we're very busy now. Maybe you can come tomorrow afternoon. Come on, what's busy? I stay in this place over a few hours. For sure they're very busy. Because how much meat they can get from Shnei Torim, Shnei Bnei Yonah? From Keves, from para from para, they can get more. And many other sticks, and people don't like this. And they decide to pray in the town where they live, in the city where they live. Elkanah and his wife, every year, travel a few times to Shiloh, and they take new people with them to Shiloh. When they arrive in Shiloh, Hannah immediately starts to cry. Why? There's no question. She not have children. The husband, Elkanah, probably do exactly the same. But after 19 years of marriage, from the aspect of Elkanah, his wife crossed the red line. She stopped to eat. In the moment when she stopped to eat, this is very dangerous. Because if she will move to the next step, she never cannot return back. And Elkanah takes this opportunity and he says to his wife, only a few psukim in paragraph 6. Pasuk. Chet. ויאמר לה אלקנה אישה, חנה למה תבכי ולמה לא תאכלי ולמה יירא לבבך, הלא אנוכי טוב לך מעשרה בנים. What Elkanah say to his wife, we visit every doctor, every hospital, we get every broche from every rav, every tzaddik. I don't know why. הקדוש ברוך הוא decide, after 19 years of marriage, we try the best. I really don't understand, but הקדוש ברוך הוא decide not to give us children. It's difficult, no question. Complicate, for sure. But we need to continue our life also if you not have children. And I will come good for you more from 10 children. In other way, Elkanah, the husband, say to his wife, I give up. Elkanah is not child. He's Gdol Ador. But he say, we try the best. What I can do? He give up. Hannah say to him, I agree with you, I make mistake, what I stop to eat, I go to eat immediately. But what you say to me, you give up, you will see. We will raise in our house children. The next posuk start, posuk tet, Vatakom Hannah. Vatakom Hannah is mean, we will raise the house with children. If retroactive, we really want to know when the house of Hannah potentially start to fool with children from this conversation. Vatakom Hannah. What she do? One more posuk. Pasuk Yud Alef. Vatidor neder vatomar Hashem tzvakot. Im raot yireh beoni amatecha. Uzchardani. Velo tishkach et amatcha. ונתת לעמתך זרע אנשים, ונתתיו להשם כל ימי חייו, ומורה לא יעלה על ראשו. simple פסוק. קדוש ברוך הוא, we make deal. If you give me child, I promise you, is your child. I finish to nurse, I will give you this child. Fine. But when we look inside in this פסוק, with what Chazal teach us, I believe this posuk, this is the source, the root of all the essence of tefillah. Including in this posuk. What is unique in this posuk? Pileploy. The Gemara in paragraph 7 teaches. Atidor neder vatomar Hashem tzvakot. Amar Rabbi Elazar miyom shebara kodesh boruchu et olamo lo haya adam shekrao lakodesh boruchu tzvakot. She gave him a name. New title. עד שבאת חנה וקראתו צבקות, אמרה חנה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, מכל צבעי צבאות שבראת בעולמך, קשה בעיניך, שתיתן לי בן אחד. קדוש ברוך הוא, you have one minute for me. Look all over. Million children. So difficult for you to give me one child. חנה talk short. Clear to the point. No question. It's very clear. We don't need any translation about what you say. Mikol tzivei tzvaot, from so many children, so many people that you create in this world, kashe be'enecha, so difficult for you to give me one child. Now, the Gemara continue with a few more lines, what I really ears not understand what they want to teach us. What the Gemara continue and say to us? Mashal. למה הדבר דומה?
למלך בשר ודם שעשה סעודה לעבדיו. The king make nice party for his people. בא אני אחד, עמד על הפתח, אמר להם, תנו לי פרוסה אחת. He asked for one piece of bread, he's starving few days, he don't eat anything. לא השגיחו עליו, nobody take care about him. דחק, נכנס אצל המלך, he finds a way to walk into the party, אמר לו, אדוני המלך, מכל סעודה שעשית, beautiful party would you prepare, קשה בעיניך, ליתן לי פרוסה אחת, can I eat one piece of bread? Ears, I don't understand what the Gemara really want to teach us. You know why? Because every time in Chazal, when Chazal come and say, משל למה הדבר דומה, when Chazal give us example, it means what they say before is not so clear. And through the example, it can come more clear. I really not understand. What is not clear? Chana, talk short and clear. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you create so many children. One is so difficult for you to give me. One, I look for one, no more. Is why Chazal needs the example about the party what the king prepared for, for his people, prepare. Person would like to walk in. He asked for a piece of bread. Nobody care about him. He walk in, he asked for the king a piece of bread. It's not necessary. When we use example to teach, to explain anything to our children, students, anyone, because we understand, they not understand what we say before. We need the example. What is not clear? Very clear. פשט, פשט גמורה, פילה פלואים. What Chazal want to teach us is not what Chana pray. What she pray, we can open Tanakh, with Meforshim, and we know exactly what she say. Chazal want to teach us what kind of feeling she have before she start to pray. The feeling what she have, the chance, this tefillah will take place in the right place. Is mito kodesh baruch hu is zero. How we say in Hebrew, chaval al hazman. She wore the time. The king make party. 10 blacks around the palace. The security clean all the street from cars. If somebody would like to walk into this party, need to show ID, invitation from the king, and dress properly. Poor person walk in with plastic bag. He has a security, can I pass in? They don't look of him, they push him to the side. Nobody care about him. The chance of this person to walk into the party of the king is zero. No way. If he will pass one security, somebody else will catch him later. But look what happened, he walk into the party. Everybody sit around the tables. And he go to somebody, excuse me sir, where is the table number one? What I can find the king. Everybody look of him, what he do in this place. But if he here, probably he have some reason. And they say to him, this is the place. And he come to this place and he say, King, I'm starving a few days, beautiful party. Piece of bread, one piece of bread can I get? Only this. The king say to him, sir, enjoy all the meal, come part in my table. What Chazal want to teach us through this example, Chana before she start to pray, the feeling is the chance, this tefillah will take place and the right place is zero. This is exactly what Elkanah, Gdol Ador, say to his wife. We try the best. We try the best 19 years. Everything is closed. Sha'ari tefila, sha'ari arechem, everything is closed. No way. And Chazal come and say to us, she also have some kind of feeling. But she never say no way. And she finds a way to cross all the roadblocks. And to look directly, if we can use this kind of language, of the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, no, one piece of bread, so difficult for you to give me, one child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Chana, please, sit down, you have more from one child. How she do this? How she makes this? As Chazal explained to us, in paragraph 8, Amar Rav Yitzchak, and Chazal explained this to us, in paragraph 8, here is not here, I'll give it to Baal Peh. And Chazal explains this to us and say, when Chana pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Chana pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same Gemara in Brochus, she say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol, she say to him, Kol mo shebarata b'isha, this is the lotion of the Gemara, this is Baal Peh, Kol mo shebarata b'isha, lo barata davar echad levatala, enayim lirot, oznayim lishmoע, אף להאריך. דדיים הללו שנתת עלי בי, תן לי בן ועניק בהם. This is the lotion of the Gemara. What is mean? חנה קם אצל את הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם. Give me to explain you something. The problem is not me. You can do what you like. To give me children, not to give me children, everything in your hand. The problem is you, הקדוש ברוך הוא. And I explain to you why. You know what happened to me every day when I leave my house? You know what all my neighbors talk about me? What they say about me? Look this woman. She have room. She cannot have children. It means they say you create something for nothing by me. In other way, you know what they say? You do something for nothing is because me, Chilul Hashem take place. When I walk in the street, I am example of Chilul Hashem. Because people come and say, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates this woman with room, but she cannot have children. It means he creates something from nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. You don't bring me to this world, Chas v'chalila, to make any Chilul Hashem. I ask for child only from this reason. For you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. No one will use me, Chas v'chalila, to bring a little bit of Chilul Hashem. And you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I finished to nurse the baby, he's your child. You know Hashem what is mean child after 19 years. Every 5 minutes Ima call and say, Mommy, Neshama Shili, what going with you? Where are you going? What do you do? Not with me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I finished to nurse the baby. This is your child. And I don't move to live beside him in Shiloh. I will come to visit a few times years. But it's your child. In this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, Kacha, please sit down. You have more of one child. In other way, Chana come and teach us the way to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, give me this siyata dishmaya. Help me to have this and this. Everyone what he need, and shliach tzibur, for all the tzibur, and we will try the best. To use what you give us, to make more space for you in our life and in this world. If this is the deep kavana, the sky is the limit. We can cross every roadblocks without tefillah. We can go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, not in one day, not in 1 week. This is process. But this is the way. And all the time we claim. And we're going step by step until the tefillot will take place. This is what's unique about Chana. And so nice. When she prayed to Hashem, and she said what we see before, ותתפלל חנה ותאמר, עלץ ליבי בהשם, רמה קרני בהשם, etc., etc. She mentions the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 9 times. If you ask me why, what do you mean why? She prays spontaneously. This is what comes out from the mouth of Chana 9 times. But Chazal say, no, 9 times, no more and no less. Because number 9 represents process of pregnancy. Tish'a yarchei leda. She shows us how through tefillah we can reborn. We can start new life. This is unique about Chana. This is what makes Chana the source, the pillar of Hilchot Tefillah. But we have in other side, completely other house. This is the house of Agar and Ishmael. Agar and Ishmael stay in the desert. The Torah tells us no water, no direction. Probably 10 minutes, both of them go to die. What the Pasuk say? Vatashricheu tachat achad asichim. She swam to some place. She go to sit far away, arhek kemetachavei kashet, ki amra, alere bemot hayaled. She don't want to see him die. You can understand this? Show me one normal mother, Jewish or un-Jewish, there's no difference. All over the world. If the child what she have almost go to die, she leave him alone? And she run away far away? No way, if she's normal. Kal v'chomer, Agar, what she going in the house of Avraham Avinu? What she know what it mean to give shoulder? What she know what it mean not to leave anyone lonely in the field? How Agar can do this to Ishmael? She swam someplace, she go to sit far away, ki amra lere bemot hayaled, pile ploim. Agar, say to the son, Ishmael, my son, 10 minutes, yes? Listen to me now, before the life is over. If you listen carefully, you and me will stay alive. You see this bush in the side? This was a place, what I pray when I'm pregnant with you. I am only one woman in all the Tanakh who met 4 angels. No one except me. This is place of tefillah. Stay here. I will push you. I will take you in my hand into this place. Stay here and pray. I stay with you and also pray. הרחקים את החווי קשת, שינות to go to sit far away. קשת represent תפילה. יעקב say to יוסף, and he give him the city of שכם, אשר לקחתי מיד האמורי בחרבי ובקשתי. And Rashi explain קשתי צלותי. Why? Because when you pull the arrow a little bit, it's fall in front of you. And more you pull the arrow more inside to you, it's go far away from you. My son, this is the key of life. Stay here and pray. I with you, and you will see the miracle less from 10 minutes. Next posuk, וישמע אלוקים אל כל הנער. Next posuk, ויגדל ויהי רובה קשת. What is רובה קשת in English? Hunter. Who cares if Ishmael is hunter or businessman on the other field? Torah is not stories what Ima or Abba say to the children. Torah is life for good forever every second. ויהי רובה קשת, חזל explain, פרקי דרבלזר, Ishmael born with bow and arrow. He growing with bow and arrow. And all his essence is bow and arrow. This is Ishmael. Ishmael. He recognized the secret of his life. He born through prayer of his mother. He reborn by himself with his mother. Now with pray. And he understand this is the essence of his life. We have two houses. Chana and Israel in one end. Agar and Ishmael in other end. In the beginning, his walk. They walk in the same direction. Later, Ishmael take his power to the wrong way. He use the name of God. He use the power of prey. He use the power of prey, what he have, to the wrong way. And Ibn Ezra explains this so beautifully. Ibn Ezra come and say, Israel, Ishmael, two nations have the name of God, Israel and Ishmael. But the difference is, by Israel, you take the Aleph from Israel, you get completely new name, Israel, something completely new. By Ishmael, you take the Aleph from Ishmael, you read this exactly same, Ishmael. Because he used the name of God to do what he do, to blow up, to destroy, etc., etc. He takes this completely to the wrong way. Wrong way. But in the beginning, we walk the same. חנה, אין ישראל, what we learn, many הלכות תפילה, and three times a day to pray from חנה, come to teach us how to pray. Come to explain to us what is the way to bring the תפילה close to הקדוש ברוך הוא. In other side, we have אגר and ישמעאל. But אף על פי אגר and ישמעאל, ישמעאל takes the תפילה to the wrong way, still he has the power of תפילה. If you check, in the last 40 years, in any museum, in the newspaper, many of the tragedies what happened in Eretz Israel in the last 40 years take place in the months of the Ramadan, including Yom Kippur War. Because when they pray to same God what we pray. To same God what we pray. When they pray, I was opportunity in Miluim twice to walk into mosque. Few thousand Arab pray. You can throw everything to the floor and you can listen, nobody talk, nobody say one word. They say, one time I remember, 2 years ago, I died in late Maariv, first day of Sukkot, and I go back through the shuk, I see thousands and thousands Arab walk, and walk. I say, now, where's the walk now? Ramadan is over a few hours ago. They need to eat, rest. I ask one of them, לאיפה הולכים? שאתם יודעים לי לאיפה? עולים להר. על ההר? מה יש בהר? What you go to find now? What do you mean מה? Every night, we finish too fast, we eat, we rest for 2 hours, and we go to say, סליחות! אנחנו הולכים להגיד סליחות כל לילה. אוהו, כמה זה מחזק אותנו. We're going to say, סליחות! This is what he says. This is what he uses. Until we walk in, people talk to each other. In the moment when our leg touch our bite, we stop to talk. We're in the end of Allah. We're in his end. If somebody talk, he can't stay, but he lose a day. He lose a night of tefillah. Unbelievable. This is power of tefillah, what they have. power of tefillah, what they have. It's not so easy, not so simple to deal with this. But we have the real power of tefillah. And if I can share with you unbelievable story, part of this story, the chief rabbi Lau say publicly, part he say to me, ask him, can I use and say this story from your name? He said to me, yes. Few years ago, the big tragedy in Yerushalayim, in the summertime, the restaurant, Yafo King George, 15 people die, including three children from one family, his parents, and two girls from the family stay across the street in Bikur Cholim Hospital. Few days after this tragedy happened, the girl, 10 years old, asked from the doctor if she allowed to go for a few hours, if the doctors can take her for a few hours to see Chief of the two brothers, would they not celebrate the party?
When she arrived to the house, doctor, nurse, obviously, on the bed, the two brothers sit on the floor, and the chief rabbi Elihu, at this time, the chief rabbi of Eretz Israel, come to make shiva call. Not only because he's a chief rabbi, he marries the parents when he was a chief rabbi of Netanya. He knows the name of the children. They know him very well. And he sit, and the girl, 18 years old, say to him, Aram, very interesting what you arrive now. You know why? Because before I leave the hospital, they take me to the room of my sister, Chayales, and she say to me, if his chief rabbi will come to make shiva call, tell him it's big mitzvah, but also big mitzvah to make bikur cholim, that he can come to visit. He said to me, he's stuck on the chair. Girl, 8 years old, say, big mitzvah also to make bikur cholim. Day after, he walk into the room, look of Chayale, she look of him, she start to cry, she cannot. The tears not a place on the face to touch, because everything is with the tachboshot. And he start to talk about his life, almost in the same age, survived from the Holocaust, lose almost all his family. And she talked to him, and she said, you talk about you, tragedy. He said, yes. They talk a little bit more, and he left. A few months after, one of the brothers, it's time to marry take place. He asked the chief father to come and say that he obviously will come. But in the invitation, what we write? Who invited to the wedding? Ima ve'aba, they're not here. Am Israel come to this wedding. Very emotional wedding. Thousands of people. In the way to the chuppah, Rabbi Elihu recognized Chayale. Say, Chayale, please come with me to the chuppah. Stay with them under the chuppah. And when the chatan, the kala go around the brother 7 times, say, Chayale, you know now, Ima, Abba, they're here. You can talk to them. And she say, Ima, Abba, we miss you a lot. The house is empty. Empty. Very difficult. But Ima, please say to Hashem, we continue to pray and we will laugh in the end of the road. We continue to pray and we will laugh in the end of the road. What is meaning? What she say? And he say to me, when I heard this, first time in my life, I don't know what the Chosin Kale drink. Wine with tears or tears with wine. He's Mr. the Kedushi for 1,000 people. Thousands and thousands. The first time he cannot hold himself. I say to him, when Sarah stands the breath of Yitzchak, she say, Tzchok asali ulekni. Kol ha-shomea Yitzchak li. Sarah come and say, until this moment I'm so scared from Ishmael. Not scared. Ki metzacheku. When Yitzchak born, I know each children will stop the smile from the face of Ishmael. If you ask anyone who survived from terror attack, when he sees a person who blew up himself, what he do second before he blew up himself, from everyone he gets an answer, smile. He has smile at his face, John, so he's love. And she say, Ima, or Ima, Ima, or Ima Sarah is exactly the same. Say to Hashem, we continue to pray, and we will smile in the end of the road. Million Arabs cannot stay against one Chayel, against Brit Tfilah with Chayel coming. The koach of Tfilah, what we have, is Tfilah, what make something by us, and this is, we may represent, this also make something by all the community. What? Tfilah need to make something by us. When Yitzchak say to Ishmael, my brother, all Eretz Israel, Abba give me, I get the blessing. Ishmael say, my dear brother, why? Yitzchak say, because I have Brit Milah. Brit Milah? How old you and Abba make you Brit Milah? 8 days? How old I and Abba make you Brit Milah? 13 years old? Tell me, my brother, who have more Mesirut, you or me? Yitzchak say, you know what? If this is an issue, I agree with you. But by us, Brit Milah take place all the life. Start in the 8 days old, but it takes place all the life. What is mean? What is Brit Milah? To take out the Orla, what covers the Milah. We have also Orla in the lips. Moshe Rabbeinu Aral Sfatayim. We have Orla in the ear. Arela Oznechem Yishmoa. We have Orla also in the heart. Arelei Lev. By us, what Yitzchak answers to Ishmael, by us to take the Orla is all the life. If I double it, not every day, but from time to time, I feel about myself after the tefillah. I listen to other people differently. I talk differently. My feeling for other people is different. Maybe it's not my best friend, but I listen. I talk differently. I feel differently. This means the tefillah take part of the orla from my lips, from my heart, from my ear. This put us in other place. This bring us in other place. This is answer. What Yitzchak say to Ishmael. When we daven for the tzibur, we represent the answer of Yitzchak Avinu. We represent the answer of Yitzchak, and we say throughout tefillah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for you, not for us. For you. Raise my tefillah in the way what I can feel. And mimele, this represent all the tzibur. I take orla from my lips, from my heart, from my ear, and we come more close to each other. This, no one can say again. Now we understand why. Also, every tefillah, we need to stand up. Because if you see somebody stand up, please correct me if he's wrong. If you see somebody, what he stand up is only, only for one of two reasons. Or he make exercise,
he run,
you know, he need to stand up. Or he miss something. Why all of you sit? You decide to come. If now you have what you need, everybody sits. Later you need something else, we move to the other place where we need to go, we come to the other place where we have what we need, we sit again. When somebody stands up, he show, I miss something. Because you know who I miss, and you my address, nobody else, only you.
You go to the court,
judge, all the time sit. People that argue, need to stand up, because the judge knows the Shulchan Aruch. He can sit. I miss the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know the halacha. Because I don't know the halacha, and I argue with somebody, maybe I'm correct, maybe he's correct.
Okay, go, you come to the Rav. He knows the halacha, he can sit. When somebody stand up is mean, I show I miss something. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my address. And this is what I say, this is what we show before we open our mouths. Before I start to say anything. When we go and we stand up, the feeling what we need to have when we stand up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we miss. Use the address. And you can feel everything what we lose, what we miss, what we need. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Take to Am Israel, to Har Sinai. One stop in the way to Eretz Israel. What happened in Har Sinai? What happened in Har Sinai? In Har Sinai we understand what many times we find in many shuls above the Aron HaKodesh, the special statement, Da! Lifnei mi ata omed. Yom asher amadeta lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'chorev. Yom asher amadeta. Why is the Torah says this to us in this language? Because in our Sinai we understand one address for all the questions. From everything what we need, Ata HaKodesh Baruch Hu, use the address. From this reason, Moray v'Rabotai, the first lesson what HaKodesh Baruch Hu teach Adam HaRishon in this world, you know what is the first lesson? Please pray. What the Pasuk say? V'kol siach ha-sadeh terem yeh ba'aretz. V'kol esev ha-sadeh terem yitzmach. כי לא ימתיר השם על הארץ. פרוגה 15. כי לא ימתיר השם על הארץ. ועדיין אין לעבוד את האדמה. ישראל שיסי פרוגה 16. כי לא ימתיר. ומה טעם לא ימתיר לפי שאדם אין לעבוד את האדמה. ואין מכיר בטובתם של גשמים. כשיבוא אדם וידע שהם צורך לעולם, יתפלל עליהם וירדו. If you understand, the keys to daven, he will daven and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him. From this reason, Rabotai, pilei, pilei, pileim. Adam. How we write the word Adam in Hebrew? Aleph, Dalet, Mem. But not from right to left. Lemala, lemata. Look, in paragraph 15, 14, in the left side. You see, first line is Aleph. I open the letter Aleph. Right to left. Aleph, you see? Right ending. Dalet is what? Dalet, lametav, correct? And Mem is double Mem. Aleph, Dalet, Mem. What is mean? Pileploim. Mem, what is the extra word? Mem. Dalet, what is the less word? Taf. Aleph, the less word is pei. And between two lamed is mem, taf, pei, lamed, lamed. Mitpalel. Mitpalel. The essence of Adam is what? Mitpalel. This is all the essence. Kal vachomer, shliach tzibur. What have the power to raise 110,000 people? Unbelievable, koyach, mitpalel. This is the essence of Adam. This is what Chazal come and teach us. When we da lifnei mi ata omed, we miss and use the address. And before I open my mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I stay because I want to express my feeling before I explain my feeling. Only use the address, nobody else. And you create me in the way what my essence is to pray. Adam mitpalel. And what we ask is everything what you will give us, we will try to raise your name. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I represent the Tzibur when I ask. Zachin le'adam shelo befanav, befanav, shelo befanav. I represent the Tzibur. It's not only for my tefillah, for everyone. Everyone inside really want to raise your name. Check them, give them. You will see. In this way, the tefillah take us completely to different world, to different place. זה הכוח. ולכן מוריי ורבותיי, the first תפילה, what we find from the moment when we come nation, take place in the first war against Amalek. But this was very interesting situation. On one end, Yehoshua makes a war, מוישה רבינו עולה ראש הגבעה, מחר אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה, and he pray. He pray? Yes. But not only he pray, he also raises his hand. והיו ידיו אמונה עד בוא השמש, אמונה בתפילה. he raises ve'akasher harim Moshe yado ve'gavar Yisrael. Today we not raise our hand all the time because the goyim uses for avodah zarah. But he raises hand all the time, and this ve'gavar Yisrael. What is the idea is to raise a hand? Hand is not our power. Akol kol Yaakov ayadayim yedei Esav. The power of the hand stay by Esav, not by us. Moshe Rabbeinu raises hand, and the Ramban come and tells us he know exactly what happened in this first war go to take place in the last war in the end of the days. From this reason he puts so much effort and he tries the best, because you know what he do now. This is example. This is direction for the last war in our generation. What kind of war is to raise a hand? Ishmael have hand. Esav have hand. Ki yad al kesia. Yado bakol. How we can stay against end of Ishmael, end of Esav? What we can do? We have one way to stay against him. When we take our hand and we make from our hand tefillah. To take the hand, we can also to make from the hand ends tefillah. What does it mean to make from the hand tefillah? Normally, the way how our life work is, we see something, we listen to something, we check, we sing, and later we use our hand and we do something. When we raise our hand up, in other way, what we say? Naaseh. And after this word, Nishma. To raise the hand up is mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in your hand everything. You ask, we do. Ale Rosh HaGiv'ah, our Barbanel explained, what is Rosh HaGiv'ah? Ar Sinai. Before Kabbalat HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu go to Ar Sinai and show us this concept of what? Of Naaseh V'Nishma. Show us the concept of what? Da Lifnei Mi Atah. Everything in the end of Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the koach of Tefillah. And in our time, we see, in this war against Ishmael, everyone is soldier. It's not regular war. It's not nation against nation. This is against group of terror. It's not so easy. It's completely different kind of war. This is religion's war. Lekule Alma. And in this war, what everyone is soldier, all over the world, the way to win, the key, is tefillah. Tefillah, what can stay against the end of Ishmael, against the end of Amalek, when we make our hand tefillah, and we really feel this is our essence. And when we ask, through the tefillah, more kvod shamayim will take place. Because tefillah affect people. Tefillah affect everyone. Tefillah talk directly to the soul of the people. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help us through our tefillah to raise your name, not only about ourselves. All the people who go to listen to us will move a little bit, will move more, and they will make more space for you in their life. In this way, the sky is the limit. Zehakol ha'avodah. This is our avodah. Da lifnei mi atah. יום אשר עמדת לפני השם אלוקיך וחורב. If we take this lesson, and for sure we have many other, take this lesson with us, is בזאת השם ובזוכה. About every תפילה of the יוחד and תפילה of the ציבור, to זוכה, to תרם יקראו, ואני אענה. עוד הם מדברים, ואני אשמע. הקדוש ברוך הוא, before we will finish to daven in this way, הקדוש ברוך הוא will accept our תפילה, and בזאת השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא יקבל כל תפילתנו, ימלא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה, בבריאות, ברכה, בסייעתא דשמיא, ונזכה בזו השנה לגאולה השלמה.